Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders. And now, here are your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Marisol. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. And it kind of ties in what you're going to talk about in a little bit. So I have two 11th graders. And because they're twins. Sorry. they're not in cheerleading or anything, but I think a lot of the parents out there could probably relate to it's a stressful time.
You know, 11th grade, junior year, yeah.
Oof.
Oh yeah.
And I don't want to talk about my kids and I don't want to put them on the spot, but one of my kids got her test results back today, and I'm super happy.
SAT?
Yes. Well, the other one, ACT.
ACT?
Yeah. And I'm so happy. I'm proud. It's off the to-do list of worries or stress.
That's so awesome.
But that ties into college.
Yes. It was a big weekend. College Nationals, NCAA in Daytona.
Okay, layman again.
Yes.
Pretend this is for new moms who know nothing about cheerleading.
Yes.
What's the difference between, like, this weekend is for, not for the cheerleaders that do the line, that cheer for football teams. This is the, like.
This was the competitive part of,
Cheerleading. It's the college.
Sometimes some schools make like a game day team and then a competition team. Sometimes they're all the same team.
Combination.
So,
but this is like a big college. This is where, is this like on ESPN? This is like the big college.
I don't think it's on, I think like UCA is more, like ESPN. NCAA College Nationals, I normally see it on like Fox Sports.
But it's still on a national.
It's still huge. If I were to compare it to All-Star Cheerleading, it would be like their world.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Because I know it's a big weekend, but I don't know. Like, you know, I'm going to be honest. I read the highlights. I didn't, you know. But I saw people like, you know, bearing down.
It's intense. There are, they do have like, they have like different divisions also. They have like game day routine, which is like, I guess like, what they do to like get the crowd pumped. They have, stunt groups, which, last year we spoke with.
And can I also interject here? It's in Daytona Beach.
It's in Daytona.
College age.
No, yes. So
sounds like an amazing weekend. No,
I went a couple years ago, and I honestly, like, we just like finished our apartment, and I was going through like old t-shirts, and I found, it was from 2010. I found I had to buy one. I found my NCAA College Nationals shirt, and I'm pretty sure I donated it, but because it's a small, and I am no longer a small. And it is the greatest time. I got to hang out with some like Louisville people.
Oh, I'm like literally jealous right now. Like, I don't get so jealous legit. Often, but I would love to be like, imagine like spring break with a bunch of cheerleaders. No. That would be, and most of them probably can drink maybe.
Yeah. A good bit of them.
That must be.
No. And we had the greatest time. Like after like competition is done, like everyone like goes to, the beach, and we have, they call it like Stunt Fest, and it's just a whole bunch of
those,
like,
are the pictures. Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of like co-ed stunning, doing like the craziest thing, like in beach wear, like bathing suits, and just like everyone is having like the greatest time and just doing what we love. And no, it's so much fun.
I saw, Kiki. Remember yes. from, she was last season. We didn't get her on the schedule because of some audio issues, yes. but we did interview her. We have to have her back.
No, we have to. And I'm pretty sure she won again this year, back to back.
Saw that. I saw, you tell me what you saw, what you knew.
I really didn't watch any. Okay. No, I really didn't watch any, but I do know placements. Our Michaela,
yeah.
who she was on with us a couple weeks ago, and this was her last time competing, like cheerleading period, and so this was her like retiring performance, and they placed I think like 7
from
out of
ECU,
15
right?
ECU club yeah. cheer, yeah. And placed 7th out of 15. And
sorry, I keep rubbing my eyes.
Day one.
The allergies are bad right now.
No, it's so bad. I heard they didn't have like the best day one performance. Mm-hmm. But day two, they came back, 0 deductions, and they placed 7th. And I know she is over the moon. I know all she really wanted was to put out like the best routine they could for her last time going out, and they did beautifully. Aww. So I'm so proud of them.
I saw her, we became Facebook friends after the interview. Mm-hmm. So I saw her post, and you just felt the love for the sport.
Oh my God.
The bittersweetness, the end of a chapter, the beginning of a new, like so many, like her Facebook posts were kind of like a story,
you know,
and it was like a bittersweet story. So,
yeah, she tagged me in that post. Yeah, she tagged like a whole bunch of people. She came from like Greensboro. So she tagged like their coaches, our coaches, mm-hmm. her coaches now, and like everyone in between. And, I'm super proud of her. I remember seeing her like when she first walked into like Wilmington All Stars, this little like bug with a short bob. And I loved watching her grow up and to see her like do her thing like in college while she's like brilliant mm-hmm. at it, like having like I'm proud of you. I love you, Michaela.
Aww, well, it was I saw Gabby Butler, I believe, and I want to say
Navarro. Yeah.
So it seemed like a really fun weekend.
That sounds so great.
That's what I was noticing on social media, and social media.
Social media.
So it's been an occurring theme.
Absolutely.
In this season, and you know, we're gonna get a new perspective I think next week mm-hmm. with Melissa Cummings.
Yes.
Is coming on the podcast to, you know, talk about it from a parental perspective. She's Ryan's
Ryan.
mother. And you know, we've talked about the ups and the downs of social media. We have Angel Race on this podcast. We touch on it a bit with her, but you know, a common theme we heard it with Kennedy, we've heard it with
Bethany,
Sophia Jade, we've heard it with most, I think,
a lot of our guests,
probably, gosh. And so I thought, let's take this episode, which you know is going to be a huge mm-hmm. you know, downloaded one, and maybe talk a little bit about that hate you receive.
Yeah.
In podcasting,
mm-hmm.
like the Instagram likes or the Facebook likes or follows, I gotta take my glasses back off. Those aren't like the important numbers for us. It's the reviews on yeah. iTunes. That's what's in podcasting world, like our KPI, key yeah. performance indicator. And so we've all had five stars, great reviews. Mm-hmm. We put them up on our website. So we got our first negative review.
Mm-hmm.
I should clarify, I got our first negative review. The show got a compliment. They said they liked the content. You weren't brought up. It was just me, you know. I thought about it because I was bummed, you know, because it's yeah. our first negative one. And I was worried that it would affect the ratings. I think the exact thing was about me, my speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it kind of personally because I didn't even mention you. And they said it was my long pauses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know for a fact Marcus pauses.
Oh, no, all the time. All the time.
So it felt kind of personal to me. It was like, okay, this person just doesn't like me. They like the show. They like the content. They like the idea behind it. Yeah. They like Marcus. They don't like Marisol. So I was like, I was trying to do the like positive head thing. Like, oh, you know, everything I tell the girls.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to self-talk my way, but it really, like, it was the first review that was negative and it was directed at me. So I was kind of like, oh, shit. Like, it stung. It stung a little bit. I was like, well, it's the first one.
Yeah.
And the way where it landed in the placement, it's probably going to be the one I always see when I look at reviews. So... I don't know if that's the fact, but so I was thinking about it. I was just like,
did that person post anonymously or?
Yes. Well, it was like some random, like it said, cheer mom, large something.
A large cheer mom.
I don't know. It was something. They didn't say, hey, here's my email.
Yeah. There wasn't like a picture or anything.
No. I'm going to lower my volume.
Keyboard gangsters. That's what we like to call them.
But, you know, it stung. It stung. And I was trying to, like, not think about it, not let it get to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but it did. It kind of just got under my skin.
Well, yeah. I mean, naturally. But, like, we're human. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'd like to think, you know, that I was more evolved.
Yeah.
You know? But then I'm like, oh, my God. Well, so let me tell you. So I kept trying to forget about it. I kept trying to follow my own advice, not think about it. I took a picture of it and sent it to you.
Yeah.
I ate my feelings.
No, I was waiting for that part to come up because we can post that picture in the show notes.
I ate a whole like pint of Belgian chocolate ice cream. With pork rinds.
With. Like at the same time, did you do any dipping?
it was not pretty. It was not attractive. I ate my feelings that evening. It was it just brought up all these like insecurities. I started thinking about girls that didn't like me in fourth grade.
No.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you, this lasted for like 8 hours.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure I was PMSing. So you know. I snapped my way out of it and, you know, I got to a point where I was like, okay, this person thinks I pause too long. Maybe I'll work on that. Maybe I'll work on my speaking. I really haven't listened to myself in a while. I haven't mm-hmm. edited myself. I kind of got out of it. I was like, okay. And then part of me is like, okay, it probably was personal. seems directed at me. I don't know who this person is.
No.
I absolutely have no idea. Like, all I could do is just wish them the best.
Yeah.
You know, like, what am I going to do?
Take the high road. You can't.
But that made me, I'm, you know, an older woman. I have 3 children. I've run major businesses. Mm-hmm. It's like, what does like a girl, now woman, like Angel Rice and, you know, Kennedy Thames and Ryan Cummings at the tender age of 13, 14.
How do they handle?
If I get to the Belgian chocolate with pork rind mix.
how do these younger athletes handle that?
Yeah, really made me think about it. It really did. Because, I mean, that was one review.
Yeah. But you have to think that was one review out of all of our, like, the rest of our positive stuff.
Yeah, I'm good like now. I'm good. Like, I've talked my way out of it, but I was in that space
mm-hmm.
for, I don't know how many hours, maybe like 4. I don't know. But I got my way out of it, and all these girls are obviously getting their way, you know, out of it. Mm-hmm. Not a much, you know, their speed of hate is much faster than mine. but I felt like, man, how do they do it? How do they sit with that? And then they have to go out and perform and do it again.
Yeah.
So my hat's off to all of them, you know, for inspiring me to like put down the
put down that ice cream.
Put down the ice cream and talk my way out of it. And you know, I did think about these girls and I was like, I just wish that these Anons
would shut up.
Well, just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah.
You know, just because you can be mean doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah.
Just because you can be funny or snarky doesn't mean you have to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm not perfect. And, you know, obviously I just admitted on my podcast that, that I even eat pork fries. I don't. I just came back from Miami and there's this dish that they do with, do you know what yuca is?
No.
It's a vegetable. I don't know what the English term for it is, but it's with this, it's like a root vegetable and they cook that with onions and, pork rinds. And so I hadn't had pork rinds in years. And then when I went to Miami recently, mm-hmm. I had that dish.
Mm-hmm. I saw brought it all back.
When I went, I was like, I'm going to get some chocolate ice cream. I saw the pork rinds. I was like, oh, so yeah, don't eat your feelings away, people.
Sometimes it's okay to.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to be sad.
Don't beat yourself up about it.
No.
But
I enjoyed okay. those pork.
It's okay to eat it, girl. I normally make myself some mac.
Oh, mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's your comfort food.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then if it's really bad, I'll get some gravy.
Oof.
And put it on top. Mm. Oh, yeah.
That just sounds
but,
good.
But, oh, my God. Girl, you have no idea. But, yeah, I think I just gained like 10 pounds just thinking about it. That sounds really good, actually.
But unlike me, these athletes, you know, they amaze me.
And
I don't know how they do it.
And you know they get it like all the time.
All the time.
And then
about everything.
We'll see performances and like nothing ever happened. But like, you know.
But the thing about these Anons is that a lot of it, what I've noticed is they pick on your insecurity. Like mm-hmm. they pick on what they look like, what they're, you know, they paint this narrative of them in such a negative way. That I was just thinking about them. I was just like, I don't know. I don't know how we can change that. I don't know if we can, but I hope we can. I hope there's conversations that can be made. I feel like the conversations we've had, you know, we have Victor and Kristen mm-hmm. coming up also at the end of the season. And we've talked about it with them. And I mean, I hope we can learn and use these opportunities to learn, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying she shouldn't have put a review if that's how she felt,
mm-hmm.
you know, put that review. But I always wonder, what's the intention? What's the reason behind this yeah. post? Why do you have to like hate on Angel for yeah. this? Like, really?
Yeah.
Why do you have to diss Kennedy for that?
Jealousy. I think jealousy plays a big role in it.
And as soon as I'm aware of what the intention is, I navigate, do I want to spend time with it or not? Mm-hmm. You know, and as soon as I'm like, oh, that's jealousy.
Cool. Then, okay, well, then she can stretch a little more. Okay. Okay, bye. She's mad because she's back left corner.
She's a nugget.
Yeah. Glitter on the floor. That's what I used to like to call him.
I don't know. I really hope it's such a female dominated sport. Mm-hmm. You know, at least the athletes are predominantly female.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this fundamental belief that women are stronger when we support each other, raise each other up. And I just feel like this industry has such an opportunity to like build an army of just phenomenally strong, independent. Excuse me, I'm about to cry. No, but you know, like,
yeah.
And one of the things we'd have to, if we can turn this whole environment around where there's less Anons and more, you know,
positive tweeting.
Yeah, it would be an amazing feat. But mm-hmm. I believe it. We can do it. Do you want to Announce the big.
Is it time?
I think so. Do you have anything you want to add to the... Notice no one's given you a bad review.
They say, Marcus, he laughs too loud.
No.
Because I'm very insecure about my laugh. I've been trying to change it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you have a great laugh. I love hearing you on the podcast when you're like close to the mic.
Because I'm ha, 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 ha. In my head. That's what I hear.
Wait, did I tell you about the RuPaul thing though?
Hold on. Oh, the bye.
The bye. Well, it was more than the bye. It was because you were saying bye, but then it had been on my list of podcasts to listen to. But mm-hmm. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I love RuPaul. Love him.
Yes.
Her. And, well, no, he goes by him. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't gotten to. There's so many good podcasts out in the world. I hadn't gotten to RuPaul. I just started, you know. And I went to the beginning because that's what.
Start at the very beginning.
That's what podcast fans do. They go to the beginning. And, but also someone said that we reminded them, our relationship on the podcast reminded them of that.
Who's on the podcast with him?
Her name's Michelle.
Michelle Versace? Mm-hmm.
From the
Oh,
from the
stop drag. It.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's our
Which
vibe.
Which one am I?
I think it's reverse. I think it's like, I don't know, because RuPaul talks a lot about his spirituality in the same vein that I feel like I do.
Uh-huh.
So it was just funny. So I started listening to it. And so at the end, they go, bye. And so I texted you. I'm like, did you get that from RuPaul? And you're like, I thought it was a gay thing.
No, he stole that from me.
So that was funny. So if anyone's looking for a new podcast recommendation, if you have long drives, RuPaul's podcast.
I need to get into that. What do they I guess they talk about everything. Well, do they talk about the show?
Yeah, stuff? They talk about the show. About
like behind the scenes stuff maybe?
Yes, and they have the queens come back on. So for people who might not know, RuPaul is the host of
probably the most famous drag queen ever.
Yes, beautiful, gorgeous, mm-hmm. gorgeous drag queen, and has done a lot for the LGBTQ
plus ABCD
plus the rest of the alphabet community. And
I'm gonna get hate mail from my own people.
I'm my people too, and I've been saying it from the beginning. Why? But anyway, that's for another topic. But anyway, so he. They have that drag show. And you know what? If talk about glam. Mm-hmm. If you love glam, if you're like, oh, no, we must keep glam in cheerleading, and you love the big hair and the big makeup, and you have not seen RuPaul's Drag Race, highly recommend.
Please do it. Just not the first season, because it looks like Vaseline is on the,
on the lighting.
Like smeared on the camera.
I just start with the latest. You could go. That's
yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
They're beautiful. Anyway. Do you want to renounce our big guess?
Yes, we've been.
Oh, she's been on our dream list from the beginning.
Very beginning.
She was on the list.
Every time we like asked for a recommendation on who we should have next, she was always on the top. So without further ado, we have Angel Rice. So after about almost like a year and a half, we finally got like one of our top gets.
People have been asking for her every time we ever ask, who should we have on the podcast? She's definitely in the top.
Absolutely. So.
And even my dog, Jeffrey, is so excited. He just walked in.
We have a two-time world champion, Team USA member, world-ranked power tumbler, rock star beetle, Guinness Book title holder, like the list goes on, literally. Angel Rice, how's it going, girl?
Welcome. Hi.
No, this is so exciting. Thank you. First off, thank you so much for joining us. We have questions. People have like written into us, asking for you. So like, this is so cool. How's it going? What you doing, girl?
It's going great. I'm actually doing, I was doing homework and then I stopped.
Yeah, you don't need homework. Girl, what do you mean? I'm just kidding. Do your homework. You guys,
yes, please do it.
Do it all. Everyone listening, do your homework.
Yes.
Okay. So, I would like to start with, so we had your mom on, a couple weeks ago, and she told us about all the training that she did with you, like in the beginning when you said like you wanted, this is something that you really wanted to do. So we heard from her words. I would like to hear your side of the story because, what I heard, I don't know, that sounded brutal. That sounded crazy.
Hello?
It's actually a funny story because I remember the story so well. It, honestly, I feel like I could relive it. But my mom was a hairdresser and a hairstylist at the time, and we go like every year. They have it. It's called the Bonner Brothers Hair Show.
Yeah.
And they have it at the Georgia World Congress Center. And at the time, one side of the Georgia World Congress Center was the hair show, and the other side was cheer sport. And I saw all these, like, girls walking around with, like, nice uniforms and, like, the hair. And I'm like, what the heck? I know that's not a part of the hair show. So I'm like, Mom, we have to go. We have to go. We have to go. And she's like, you can tell she didn't want me to go because she's like, ugh, I do not want to see what this child's about to drag me into. And we end up going, we saw everything, and the very first team I saw and I fell in love with was Georgia All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
That's back then when they did like the themes and all of that. So that was my favorite. And I'm like, Mom, I want to do that. Like, I want to go to that gym. I want to do everything they're doing. And she's like, okay, we'll look into it. And I'm like, no, I'm so serious. We have to. Like, I really want to do this.
And you were what, five? This is 5 years old? Four?
Yeah, around like 3 or 4.
And so it was instant. Your love for cheerleading was just boom.
Yeah.
And so then your mom filled us in that she, you know, because of the cost of coaching and everything, she took it upon herself pre-YouTube, which I'm still like fascinated by. Like,
So my sister did gymnastics. My grandmother paid for her to do gymnastics because back then that's all we could, you know, that's all she could afford because she was like military and she would come and visit and, you know, and my sister was the oldest. So like, you know, that's normal.
It's the way it happens.
Yeah. And then like, it's me and then now my brother, but, we would go, you know, when my mom would take her, we would sit and we would watch in the parent viewing area and we would watch, my mom would watch how they coach her. Sometimes and we would go home and I would try and do what they were teaching my sister off the couches, off the bed. Like it was bad. I've broken this is probably the first bed my mom has that I haven't broken.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so you join a gym. What's the first team? What's Angel Rice? Are you on a minis team or do you go straight to like level 5?
I was on a mini. Back then we had a mini 5 team.
Oh,
what?
At gym, yeah. The very first gym I went to was called Gyms Athletic. And it was, I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but him and his brother, one of them still goes there, but they go to University of Kentucky now.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen the boy who tumbles, like who did all the flips down the side of the basketball court in the football field. That's his mom's gym.
Oh,
and wow. We met when we were babies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on teams, you're in All-Star, you're having a successful, you know, cheerleading career, your mom's coaching you. What's like how old are you with the first like major win or when you move to a big gym? Like you have, I'm trying to rush you along your timeline only because you have such an incredible career. So I want to hear it all. And I have so many questions for you. But so you navigate, I kind of feel like she's known for being on one before the Beatles. She was on,
She was on Stingrays.
Stingrays. And that's because we talked about it, how you in your head had her so identified with that uniform. Yeah. So take us to get us to where you get to Stingrays. Like take us through your career path that way. So you're just like, okay. Oh, wait. Actually, I have a backup question. I'm just going to attack you with questions. I'm sorry, Angel. I wasn't in cheerleading, in the world of cheerleading, when you went viral. So I don't know if that happens before or after. Didn't someone famous like share your tumbling? I feel like shared her video that wasn't in cheerleading.
Oh, really? Like a celebrity?
Yeah. Isn't that true, Angel?
Yeah.
But I'm rushing you. So take us.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
Take us to your big first major win or first major gym.
My first major gym was, my first major gym was Georgia All-Stars. Mm-hmm.
Georgia.
And then.
It's a classic.
Georgia and Stingrays combined. They collabed gym. Or I think I want to say one season. And after that, they went back to being Georgia. And I decided to stay at Stingrays. And that's when I fell in love with Stingrays. And I've been there from about the age of 6 until forever, until I was an adult.
That's awesome. Be at one gym for that long. Was it hard to leave?
Not really, because the friends and the people you meet there are the friends you will have for the rest of your life.
That's amazing. You're right. That's true. Is so true.
It's true.
It's crazy. Yeah, like there's kids that cheered with me when I was 5 years old that are like working at the gym now with kids, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, it's so funny.
No, that is so crazy. There are people that I used to cheer with that like I'm coaching their kids now.
Isn't that crazy? So,
like, when did I get that old? Yeah. That is so crazy to me.
I still look in the mirror and feel like I'm 20. And I'm like, what?
Same.
So hold on to it as long as you can. When did you become, and this might be a hard question for you to answer about yourself, and I understand that, but when did you go from being Angel Rice, a cheerleader that, you know, loved cheerleading, to Angel Rice?
The Angel Rice.
Like, was there a moment? Was it when your tumbling went viral? Was it a win? Like, there's a moment that you became, you know, the Kardec.
Kind of in my head, I feel like your mom, like, kind of keeps you, like, humbled. So, like, you're not, in your head, you're not, like, the Angel Rice. You just happen to have whatever 100,000 followers on your social media.
I'm pretty normal and stuff, and my mom's like, sweetheart, you can't do certain things.
Yeah,
you just can't
do those dishes.
I'm just like,
but mom, we have a dishwasher.
Okay. But mom, I have 100,000 Instagram followers. I can't do the dishes.
It's so funny. Like, now that me and Kennedy things are on the team together, me and Kennedy, we always forget. Like, we'll do normal stuff, like at a competition, and it is probably the worst.
You can't, and you forget you can't.
Yeah.
Is it when did that moment happen to you? When did you become, in the world of cheerleading, famous? Let's just call it what it is. You're famous in the world of cheerleading. You and Kennedy, who was our, you know.
Yeah. I could say around, I'm 20 now, so probably about around when I was about like around 13, 14, I started noticing it.
Was social media around back then? I'm bad with math. I don't know.
Ish.
So it was starting.
Yeah, it was kind of ish.
But it was, okay.
Like, yeah.
Do you
in the gym, people knew, like when I was younger in the gym, like they knew they always would be like, wow, like, but outside the gym, like nobody really knew until probably about, 13, 14.
So tell me about this video that went viral. You were tumbling, and I want to say it was a basket. Was it a basketball player that shared your video? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're talking about the video when I was at the All-Star Games, the back and forth one?
The punchbacks? I think that may be it, because yeah. I remember seeing that, and I was like, who is that girl? And I was like, oh yeah, duh, that's Angel Rice. Who else would that be?
Or any, I don't know how many times you went viral. Your video's gone viral a lot, Angel?
Yes.
She's like, which time, Marisol?
Which one?
I tried to do a little research before the interview, and but I did it like Friday, and I have no recall because I'm an old lady. But there was someone who shared it that was outside of the industry, and that came up across. I'll look it up and put it in the show notes.
Girl, you popping up out of nowhere, everywhere.
So tell us, okay, so you're, where did you go into like power tumbling? When did that happen in your career?
Power tumbling, I've always kind of done it. Like when I would go to my mom taught me my tumbling, and she wanted to clean it up, so we went to different gymnastics gyms until we found this gym called Flip City South. And my coach, his name's Frank, Coach Frank, and he's cleaned up my tumbling, even my cheer tumbling, a lot, because I don't know if you guys remember when Kiara was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Someone made this video, don't know who, saying, who's better, me or Kiara? Clearly, it was Kiara back then. Like, she was so good. And I would compare our tumbling. My tumbling used to be so floppy until I, like, started caring a lot more the older I got.
That's good to know, because I know I have a personal cheerleader in my life who, by the way, I'll send you a picture, Angel. She was at Woodward with you when you were there last year.
Really?
Yeah, little Lola. I keep telling, because she's one, I'm not comparing my daughter to Angel Rice. Let me just be clear with that. What I'm comparing is A, her love for cheerleading, but B, she's very self, like, you know, she has great coaches. Marcus, you were one of her great coaches, but she's out there every day, like, teaching herself stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always worry about how pretty it looks, or if she's being, if it's going to get cleaned up at, mm-hmm. you know, some point. So I always think of Tanya and Angel when I see her, when she'll go, Mom, come out, look at me. And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. I don't say this, but I don't know what you're doing, but I'm pretty sure your knees are supposed to be together. But I'm not Tanya. I love your mom, Angel. So I'm a big fan of hers. All right. So power tumbling, can you tell us a little bit about, and you can, as comfortable as you feel about it, because, you know, there's so much talk about cheerleading going into the Olympics one day. And you're the closest person, I think, in the industry mm-hmm. who actually has been anywhere near anything
Any
Olympic.
Any type of Olympic setting.
So I'm really interested in your opinion. Like, I know you have your own story about it, but if you could, like, walk us through what's it like? What's this whole Olympic world look like?
Before we start, can I just say that every time you walk onto that strip to do your pass, it amazes me. You literally defy gravity, and it is insane to me. I have chills, like tears are about to come down my eyes, like thinking about it. Like, it is wild to me what you do.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Proceed. Tell
okay,
us
so,
about
so
that.
So how old are you when you, how old are you and where are you when power tumbling comes into your life, and take us to the Olympics?
I started training and like working power tumbling about, I want to say seven. Mm? I was seven.
She did a lot before the age of 10.
Yeah.
Seven? Okay.
And I wish power tumbling was as easy as cheer is. cheer comes kind of easy for me because I can really just see a skill and do it.
Caller.
Versus power drama where I actually have to try. And it's,
you may have just like wounded like 1,000 cheerleaders.
No, not as in try, as in like cheer is easy.
No,
like with cheer tumbling, I don't think as much as I do with power tumbling because power tumbling, I have to go over 2 times.
Yeah.
And
keep going and then go 2 times versus cheer. I just have to spin.
Yeah. And plus,
spinning for me is really easy. And it's like I can do it even if I'm tired in the routine. Like, it's just easy for me.
No. And you know what? Own it, and I'm happy for you. And because to me, that's like a blessing. Like, you've been anointed by God to be able to do what you do. Like, that's how I feel looking at some of these tumblers. Like, God touched you on the way out.
Thank you.
I want to know, like, what's your tumble warm-up process? Because in my head, like, you wake up. You get out of bed, you brush your teeth, and then you go.
She still hasn't answered the power tumbling Olympic question.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
We'll come back.
We'll edit that.
We have so many questions for you. Oh, we're sorry. We're going to be on for a while. So tell us about the Olympics. Like, what would, if you had a bunch of little girls in front of you, what would you tell them about the Olympic or that whole power tumbling Olympic experience? Like, I mean,
Enjoy it while you can, because a lot of people dream to be where I am today, and a lot of people put in a lot of time and a lot of money to be where I am when, you know, God gave me a talent to do it for fun.
How old were you when you first is it a tryout for the Olympics? I don't even know what the right verbiage is to use. Like, when...
Yeah, you could say tryout. It's a tryout. My very first time trying out for Team USA, I was 15. Yeah. I was 15, and...
Were you nervous? Like, where were the tryouts? Were they, like, in...
It depends. Whatever competition they want. It's normally they look at all your competitions through the season, how you've done through the season.
So
and then they kind of go by that, and then they see how your performance is when at tryouts.
And how many times have you been on the? Was it once or twice?
Twice.
I don't know if you want to talk about this, and we can totally edit it if you don't, but you didn't have a great, if I remember from your social media, you didn't have a particularly great experience on
the last time.
My last experience was not as good as I expected.
Okay. Is that a totally different season, power tumbling to cheerleading, or are they parallel at around the same time? Or like
power tumbling, like cheerleading in, and then power tumbling starts.
And you do both year after year?
Yes. Wow.
So you are literally nonstop
all year long. Do you like ever
take
like a week or 2 weeks to like just give your body a break, or is it like every week you're just tumbling?
My mom, she lets me rest because she's like, I don't want you to get older, and then you wake up one day and your back's on the bed and you're trying to pick it up.
Okay, so
I'm like, okay.
Going back to Marcus's question.
Okay, yes. So in my head, you like wake up out of bed, you go brush your teeth, and you just... on the way to your car, you do a round of handspring double full. I'm sure it's not like that, but like, what's your tumble warm-up process?
Well, this is funny. For cheer, if you know me and if you've been on the team with me, you know my warm-up for cheer is a round of handspring tuck, 2 round-offs, and that's it.
Hold on. Just you do a round of handspring tuck and then 2 round-offs and then you're good.
Yes, that's my warm-up.
Girl, I wish, because I would go round off handspring tuck, round off handspring layout, round off handspring layout, another layout, and then a full or double, depending on like where my head was at that day, at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It changes sometimes. Sometimes I'll do a like my standing tuck. Sometimes I'll have. It depends on like if like my ankle's hurting bad, and I'm like, okay, maybe I should do it to see where I see how it feels. But other than that, no, I don't do much.
Okay, so I'm taking her back to the timeline. Mm-hmm. So you're power tumbling, you're 15, you're 16, 17, 18, cheerleading, and now you're 20. So one of the questions I wanted to have you on was really not about cheerleading, but it was about your entrepreneurship. And I think I mentioned this both to Sharita and your mom, which is, I feel, just based on social media, I've not met you in person, but I feel this energy of like you grind for your money. And I totally respect that because I grind for every single dollar I earn. So I kind of feel like I really want to support your success because I see you are such a part of the industry that I wish you all the success in the world. If there's
thank you so much.
Money to be made in cheerleading, I hope you get your
you get your coin.
Thank you.
So can you tell us about that? Like how old are you when you start realizing, okay, I need to start monetizing, I want to start making money.
I'm able to.
And how does that work for you? Cause so many kids in the industry, I feel like, are chasing something. And some might be chasing a world's medal. Some might be chasing, fame, tier celebrity. But I kind of feel like you're one of the, can I say OG and not be like slapped?
No, absolutely.
Okay. Like she's the OG. Heck yes. Okay. So tell us about that, about like how you, have tried to like monetize this and make cheerleading part of your business model.
Well,
I see you at camps. I see you like offer clinics. Mm-hmm. I've seen some products. I know you had I know there was a movie for Black Girls Cheer. I don't know if that's monetized, but you have a lot of products. You have I feel like. So please tell us.
I travel. I love to travel. So I'm thinking like, well, if you can travel and do something you like and also go to different gyms and meet kids, spend like 3 hours with, kids you don't even know that you can see throughout your season, that would be awesome. Because it only takes a certain amount of time to make someone's day that, that actually, enjoys the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's so cool. Me and my mom came up with the idea of the traveling and, the road trips and stuff like that. Like, this summer, we're doing the same thing, me and a couple of my friends. Marcy. And my friend Kai, who's from Miami, will be traveling and doing camps because we try to find a positive way to, try to influence the kids.
Absolutely.
And we don't always want it to be like, oh, we're doing this because, money. Because, it's always not about the money. It's always about, doing stuff that you love for the kids.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great attitude to have. I also think the clinics are valuable because geographically, so many people in the community don't if you're not living in LA, North Carolina, New Jersey, I'm just throwing things out, Miami, you might not have access to you know, world-class tumblers to mm-hmm. come in and help with skills and stuff. So it's sort of like a service, I feel like, to be able to do stuff like that. Okay, so you do the clinics and you get to work with children. You've also been asked, I'm assuming, several times to like sponsor stuff. Like you would probably be, I would think, as a marketer, top three persons I would ask to market something for me. Is that easy for you to do? Do you do you have a process when you decide who you're going to sponsor stuff for, etc.?
Yeah, sometimes my mom kind of helps me make it easy because she's like, she's been, you know, doing this longer than I have, and she's gone to school for business. So she knows how to like weigh out my options a little better than I would.
That's lucky.
Because sometimes I don't.
Yeah. And also,
so my mom is really good with that.
And you know, also, this is all new, if you think about it, like social media, the power of social media. We learned last year when we tried to sell a product, just because you have, you know, a huge following doesn't necessarily mean a huge...
It's going to make money.
Just because you have 100,000 followers doesn't mean you're making $100,000.
Yeah.
Is like my new mantra. I just want to say, as a woman, as an older woman, I'm very... I'm really impressed by your hustle. I think that you going across the country, doing your clinics, having sponsors and living your life, it comes through on your social media. You're very, I enjoy your social media. And the reason I enjoy it, just like your mom's, there's a distinction. The reason I like yours and your mom's social media is because I feel like you're real.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen at least two posts from you where I was like, damn. Like if I had your cell phone number, which now I do, I would text you and be like, are you okay? I got your back.
Squat up.
What's going on? But I feel like you're very real. Like I know the one post was, I felt like you were being... someone was racist in a store and you wrote something very impassioned. I think you were coming back from a competition and it was and I remember thinking, I'm glad she shared that with us, you know, because sometimes, especially I feel like in cheerleading, social media, people just put on this like pretty perfect face. And I think this season we've learned that's not, no one's perfect. And then the second post was, and this one cracked me up, I remember, was you, I think it was a housewife of Atlanta, I think, but it was like, don't ask me to share your stuff. No. pay me my coins. And I appreciated that because I do both. I like to support people out of the goodness of my heart. And I also like, okay, hey, what you gonna do for me? So I appreciate the realness of your social media is the long and short of that.
Okay, hold on. Off of cheerleading for a second. Do Real Housewives of Atlanta like really like try to contact you about stuff?
No.
I used to go to school with one of their daughters like in ninth grade, but no.
I was like, oh, don't they have the nerve? What?
No. She put a funny gif. It was just funny.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No problem.
So I'm sure you know a lot of younger athletes, older athletes also, me included. I'm sure you know, like, they look up to you. Like, what is your mission when you're, like, training other athletes, specifically female?
My mission when I train other athletes is to make them as confident as possible with whatever they're doing, because a lot of kids don't have confidence. Or, you know, they shut down and they don't ever want to, you know, either do the skill or do, you know. And I'm just like, you can't be like that. You have to be more positive about, you know, certain things. So I just want every kid to have the confidence I have when I tumble.
Can I say, your tumbling, I was joking with you before we started recording, because your voice did not match in my head. Because I, when I think of Angel Rice, I was like power tumble, like power, like strength, like discipline, mm-hmm. like she's literally the embodiment of power. So that you have this such a sweet voice and such a sweet demeanor about you that I was like, wait, what?
No, but I feel like we thought the same thing about Kennedy.
Oh yeah, no, well, that was you. I didn't think.
Oh no, really? No, I imagined Kennedy like, I don't know. She has such like a.
Iconic.
Like a southern, mm-hmm. southern, like, sweet
Kennedy
girl.
Kennedy is hilarious.
And, like, not say, I didn't expect, like, anything, like, super crazy from listening to her. But, like, I didn't expect, like, a southern belle.
Yeah.
Well, her southern belle voice.
So, let's take it back to cheerleading and timeline. So, now you're on the beat. You're on Beatles with Kennedy and Sophia Jade. Two of our favorites.
Absolutely.
It seems like you guys are having an amazing year.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations on all your wins. I got in a little bit of trouble for saying that I was a Beatles fan. Did I tell you, I edited this out of the interview with Kennedy Thames, but I, you know all those times I was upset about them not going to majors? Mm-hmm. They're not in the size.
No, yeah.
So and I sounded like a fool.
It clicked in my head.
So Kennedy pointed it out to me, like, yeah, we're not eligible to go to majors. Mm-hmm. I was like, oops, I need to edit that out.
Yeah.
Out of every podcast. But I am a huge Beatles fan. So what was it like walking into a whole new gym with known, athletes? And it just seems like you guys are having a lot of fun. That's what it looks like to me. Like, I want to be on that bus.
It's fun. Like, Beatles, Rockstar, the whole gym just made me feel like home. Aww. Like, it's fun. They're all fun. Like, it's just, I felt comfortable the first day I came there.
Did you move, or do you just commute?
No, I live in Buford, Georgia. So from the gym, it's an hour and a half. It's not even that bad.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's not bad.
No.
How did you make that decision? Okay, so there was this hashtag going around. I'm sure like the everything's like died down about like Free Alyssa and like happening in Texas, like someone like getting taken out of there and then going to another gym, but blah blah blah. I'm sure she got like a whole bunch of like negative feedback from her like original gym, her home gym. First, how did you make that decision to leave Stingrays, which has been like your home for a long, long time, to going to like somewhere completely new? And did you get any like negative feedback from it?
No, I didn't get any negative feedback at all.
Yeah, like how do you talk junk to Angel Rice? You can't really talk junk to Angel Rice.
Because I have, you know, I've been at Stingrays for so long. Even when I left Stingrays to go to Smallwood, my coaches, the owners, were my biggest supporters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, Stingrays is a very positive environment to be in. And no matter where you go or the athlete, they'll support you no matter what.
That's awesome to hear nowadays, because this season seems to have been taking its toll on a lot of people. When you put on that, I just have it's a weird question, but people identified you so much with the uniform.
Yes, same.
So when you put on that Beatles uniform, was there just a little bit like, ooh, this is different?
The purple was different. I was like, oh my goodness, purple.
That's funny.
No, but can I tell you how awesome you look in it?
Thank you. That's what everyone says.
You do. It's very flattering. Yes. It's very flattering. All right. Let me ask you this, Angel, and you can take a few seconds to think about it if you need. What is one thing that if you wish people knew about you? Like, I think everyone has this perception. Like, I had this perception. I had this completely, you know, like you were power tumbling Angel Rice. That's mm-hmm. in my head how I had you. Now I know you. I've talked to you a little bit. I have a different sense. What is one thing you wish people knew about you that doesn't come across in your cheerleading, your tumbling, or your social media?
People think I'm really mean.
Really mean?
Yeah, like when before they even, like, I have so many friends now to where they're so comfortable with me, they can say anything. And all of them say, before I met you, I thought you were so mean.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here and say, I didn't think you were mean, but I was a little intimidated.
No, absolutely.
I was like a little...
Yeah, a lot of people are intimidated by me. I'm like, why?
Well, now that I hear you, funny. I just want to like give you a hug and like, you know, drink some tea.
Yeah, let's hang out.
but I think, you know, and I can only speak for myself, but I do feel that I think my intimidation probably comes from that tumbling because it's so intense and so like, you know, severe. Is mm-hmm. that a good, like, you know, she's Angel Rice mm-hmm. and what she can do with her body defies my eyes. And so I think that's where I kind of had that.
My intimidation came from your mean mug in your pictures. Like, you have a very, like, ferocious, like, I don't like this word, but, like, fierce, like, intense look in your eye. Like, you're...
You don't like the word fierce because you use it often.
Do I really? Oh, God, I need to get that out of my vocabulary.
She does fierce. Have a very fierce it's okay. look. Is it?
It no, is. It's a... No, but, like, you have a very, like, ferocious look when you take pictures. And I was like, you hurt my feelings and we didn't even talk. Like, but no, I enjoy this.
That's like what top athletes have that.
No, yeah.
They all do. Like, if you look at the way they present themselves, it's like, that's the look she get. Like, I read it is like, I'm gonna own that mat.
No, yeah. No, she does. And the bitch does. She does so good.
I don't think you know every her well time. Enough to call her that. Are you okay with that, no, Angel?
Angel, we're besties now.
Yes. So, you're not mean. That's, I think, I hope this podcast shares that with yes. everyone. You are a sweetheart, and I'm super grateful for you coming on. The last thing I had, and then I'll throw you over to Marcus, is, and I mentioned this to your mom, and I'll probably mention it to your brother when we get him on the podcast, is that you guys remind me of the Kardashian family. And I always say this as a positive, as a compliment, even though I know the Kardashians get crapped on all the time. But whatever you think of the Kardashians, what I get from watching them is a sense of family. Like, yes. No one's going to come after anyone without the whole team, you know.
Behind them.
And that's like all your social medias, your brothers, yours, your mom's. The love comes through. The love and I would say the fierceness. Like, maybe that's partially why I'm intimidated too. Like, it's like a royal family. Like,
absolutely.
You know. So how does that feel? Like, to have your brother and your mom and your sister all part of this, like, legacy that you guys are building? Because that's what I feel. Like, I don't know what's going to happen in 10 years with the industry, with cheerleading, with this podcast, or with you. Mm-hmm. But if I had to place money on a bet, I think the Rice family will still be very much a part of it.
I would hope so.
So I guess the question in there was, like, how does it feel to have, like, your family in your career so intertwined?
It makes me feel comfortable, very comfortable and safe, because I don't have to worry about, you know, a random person having to handle certain things. Or, you know, it just makes me feel comfortable and safe because everyone is a part of the same thing.
And they're all looking out for you.
Yeah.
That support system.
There's a strong support system. Yeah, I get that sense. Like, I can't even... Do Anons come for you? Angel?
Oh, all the time is so bad.
Really?
How dare you? What?
See, there's proof you're not mean, because
it's so bad. Like, actually, at UCA, we just came back from UCA, and our coach, like, we have this game where, like, we play sometimes, and he'll be like, okay, hit this amount of pull out back to back.
Oh, and the $20 thing?
Yeah, the $20 thing.
Yeah, Kennedy taught.
So he gave us $20. It was a deal for Beatles and Stones. He gave us $20 in cheer confessions. Oh, my God. I don't think it's right that Beatles coach gave them $20. Like, you get paid for hitting a routine. I'm like, oh, Angie, no.
Look, you know what I can get my daughter to do for $20? Use what you can.
Okay.
That's what my philosophy. But yeah, the Anons are...
They wildin', and they're just mad because they're on, like, they're 19 years old. They're, like, super, super, super senior year, and they're on a level one team. So, like, girl, sat down. Okay.
Yeah, I just started getting into the cheerleading on Twitter, because mm-hmm. I was just consuming it on Instagram, which is a nice
cheerleading place. On Twitter is so crazy.
No, it is.
It's kind of fun, though. It's
yeah,
it's a little bit like I find myself scrolling, and, like, you know, someone will post someone I don't know, mm-hmm. have no idea who they are, and then I deep dive into their like feed, and I'm like
rabbit holes. I can get stuck in the deepest rabbit hole on Twitter.
Okay, so Angel, thank you again for coming. I have one last question, and then I'm going to throw you over to Mr. Marcus, who's going to ask you some rapid fire questions so our audience gets to know you better. My question for you is, you know, you've taken us through from your mom teaching you tumbling all the way to present day. What are your dreams for the future? Like, if I had a magic wand and I could grant you a wish, which I don't.
I wish.
But what, like, 5-10 years from now, what do you wish for you in the world of cheerleading?
I would wish for me to, you know, us to have our own gym. And I wouldn't even want it to be a cheerleading gym. Just a gym where, you know, tumble, you know, everything you want to do other than cheer. Just a tumbling gym, power tumbling, gymnastics.
Would you do teams? Or just...
We probably would, you know, but just like a place where you could just come tumble and stress free.
Yes. Oh. I love that. I love that stress-free part.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
To experience. Well, I hope that comes true for you guys. We joked with your mom, you know, that we can't wait to see the rice gym.
The rice gym.
We'd be sending more kids there for summer camps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I really, truly, truly appreciate you coming on. You are a sweetheart.
No problem.
When I see you, I just want to give you a big hug and thank you. Mr. Marcus is going to ask you some rapid fire questions, and I can't wait to have you back on the podcast.
Yes. Okay. So
thank you.
So I just want to hear, like, really, like, your favorites and, like, kind of the first thing that pops in your head. All right. So we'll start, with something easy, like, what's your favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
We started.
What's your favorite food?
Sorry. Okay. My favorite food. Well, on our poll.
Or what?
My favorite food is chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's your favorite what TV show are you watching?
Oh, my favorite TV show is The Good Doctor.
I love that show.
Okay, cheerleading. What is your all-time favorite routine that you have not competed in?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I know there's a lot to go through.
Okay. The year at TDLC, they jumped through the hoop.
Yes.
And it spelled out world. That was...
How insane was that?
That was probably my favorite.
What is your favorite routine that you have competed in?
My favorite routine will have to be still the year I did my kick double.
Yes. Classic. Classic. What is the hardest tumbling pass you learned? Like the hardest for you to like to concept and like understand it.
My hardest routine that I've competed?
The hardest tumble pass.
Oh, my hardest tumble pass. It would be the tumble pass that went viral, the 1.5 through the double bounce back, double punch, double bounce back, double bounce back, forward double, or round of handspring double. I'm not sure.
Lord, I'm dizzy just listening to that.
Yeah. what is your favorite competition?
My favorite competition, majors.
Majors does sound like a real, like, yeah. Looks like you guys have a lot of fun. And
yeah, majors is fun.
Where is your favorite place that you competed in power tumbling?
My favorite place, Russia was nice. I could say Russia.
And last one, what are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? I am grateful for my family, my mom and dad, and everyone who supported me.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. This has been super awesome. I'm sure a whole lot of people are going to enjoy this episode
and learning about you. It's interesting to like podcasting is different because they're going to hear your voice. Like hearing someone's voice just gives you a new perspective in itself.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad that we're going to be able to introduce the, sweetness of Angel Rice.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Angel, for coming. Oh my God, Marcus. I'm so proud of us.
I know.
I love podcasting because of things like this. Until I heard her voice, until I had this interview with her, I had a preconceived notion of who Angel Rice was. Nothing like.
No.
You just want to hug her. She sounds absolutely so sweet. And not that I didn't think she was sweet, but I had strong intimidation. It was my, like, in my head, you know, like, I guess maybe because of her power tumbling being so strong, but I just, she's a sweetheart.
Yes.
And again, not that I didn't think she was a sweetheart. I didn't think the opposite, but I didn't think, like, she's, oh my God.
No. Oh,
I just want to point out long ass pause.
Okay, no, for real. Don't write that about me, guys.
No hate.
I loved getting her side of her mom's training because I remember talking to her mom and like my jaw was dropped. She talked about like vest, like weighted vest and all this stuff. And I was like, what? And I remember like going back to like the gym and telling my other coaches how Tanya like would train her. Yeah. And I was just like in awe, but like to hear it.
Yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. And she's like, that is a very vivid memory. And I was like, okay, girl.
I, her, when I say her voice shocked me, I'm legit. Like her voice is so sweet. And I don't know what I expected.
No, and it's totally because, dang it. intimidation. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think it's the power tumbling. It's so, and it's also because I went back and I was like, not to get like all sociological, I was like, you know, in my head, I'm like, I don't think I'm racist. I'm pretty sure I'm not racist. Like, you know, why did I have this impression that she, why didn't I think that she could be this sweet, you know, mm-hmm. the way she represented herself?
That's not powerful. She's powerful.
But that's, I went back and looked at some of her tumbling. Have you seen her right before she's going to do a pass? It's intense. Mm-hmm. Like, she, that's, so I guess in my, like, psyche, not having ever met her, not having ever had a conversation with her, I just had this, like, you know, like, a different perspective. And again, why I love podcasting, because you get to, like, it's different than just the pictures and social media mm-hmm. or a print interview. You hear their voice. It's a conversation. You learn about them. Like, I have a totally different perspective on her than I did before. Like, you know.
No, I'm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you like, help. Did I say something offensive? No. I think. She's a testament to strength.
Absolutely.
Just in every, like, emotional, physical, you know, her drive.
Absolutely.
The hustle, everything that, you know, we talked about. You know, Tanya should be very proud.
Absolutely.
So very
and she
proud.
Is, you can tell she
oh,
is.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
We even talked about, like, the love that they have for each other, like, that family.
Oh. You know they've got each other's back.
Oh squad right, up.
Like, I, you know. I love that.
Squad up.
Yeah. Now, next season, we need to get the Punch Front King.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm in.
Woo. I just feel so grateful. I feel so grateful for you. I'm grateful to my older daughter for kicking ass on her test. Yeah. I am grateful for Angel Rice coming on the podcast and just, you know, opening up her sweetness mm-hmm. to all of us. That was just amazing. I'm grateful to David Owens from last week's.
Yes.
From Infinity. And I'm thankful to our future guest.
Yes.
We have Melissa Cummings.
Yes.
DM us questions.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that because I think we can share a perspective that none of us have except
Absolutely.
Ryan Cummings' parents. Mm-hmm. What is it like? You know, what is that like? Like, how do you stop her from eating chocolate and pork rinds? Ryan's too classy to eat pork rinds.
Okay, Cheetos.
Yeah, flaming Cheetos. But there's, I think it'll be a great conversation. I think we all can learn something from it.
Absolutely.
And that's what I love about podcasting. And I'm grateful to every single guest and every single person who has downloaded us, given us a review, mm-hmm. subscribed. My passion has been podcasting. Your passion has been cheerleading, and that combination has us being compared to RuPaul and Michelle. And, it's one of my favorite things that we do
is,
you know, talking to the guests. We have Victor and Kristen coming on for Top Gun. I might have to, like, I love my Beetle Girls. I do, mm-hmm. but like, I'm starting to really fangirl on the Top Gun coaches, all of them.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They're just, I love having conversations
That's gonna
be a fun with them.
One. I can't wait for everyone to hear.
Oh, so much goodness.
To hear that story.
So both much stories. Goodness. I have a request. There is someone out there I owe a Cheer Bomb t-shirt to.
Yeah.
They sent it to us in DM, and then we got flooded with DMs. And
we lost.
And I can't find you. And it's one. I've been all caught up, but there's this one person who somehow won or I gave away or something. Can you DM me again?
One more time. Yeah, we're about to get a whole bunch now.
Oh.
Now there we go.
I can compare. And also, if you can share, if you have just discovered us, if you've just learned about us and you're going back and listening to old podcasts and you hear our involvement, please share us so that we can get better reviews. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for coming after a long day of work.
No, this is fun. You know, this is my fun time.
And also one last shout out to Cheer Music Central, who has provided us with our cheer music this season. I can't believe the season's coming to a close.
We're almost there.
Almost there.
This is crazy.
We have one more interview and everything's banked.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Marisol. Bye.
Oh, hey, before you go, this is Sean, the producer guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to be part of the Cheerbomb family and show your support, jump to our website at www.cheerbomb.com and check out our Cheerbomb merchandise for sale, or find out how you can support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. And while Marcus and Marisol cheer you on, please cheer them on by checking out the Cheerbomb podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Or better yet, share this podcast with your friends. Have a great week.
Cheerbomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders.